give David Ensor, director of Voice of America, a chance to give us his point of view and respond to some of all the many points that have been made.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's great to be here discussing what I'm passionate about, and clearly everyone else in the room is, and that's America's soft power. And it's great to be in a room full of people who think we don't have enough of it and want more of it, because that's what the people who work at Voice of America also believe. The question is how to go about it. It may be that the President Putin has done us a favor in a weird way, a perverse way, by his behavior of recent weeks. It may be that it will wake up Washington and cause people to think more about the need for well-funded, sustained soft power by the United States. I hope so, because I, like others in the room, so strongly believe in that and in the power of it, if it's done right and funded right. There are a lot of different ways of, there's been a discussion here about how best to organize it. The existing board has recognized that the current structure is not what it should be and has gone President's approval to the Congress and asked for a change. They've asked for a CEO-type structure. They've recognized that the best of the will and the best resumes and intentions don't run a federal agency as well as one boss would. So I think it's really a discussion about how best to go forward, how to adequately fund and adequately lead U.S. Public diplomacy, and within that, broadcasting. And there are lots of different points of view. I don't agree with everything that members of the board, members of this panel have said, but there's a lot of wisdom that has been expressed in my view as well as someone who is a practitioner. Dr. Cohen, don't think that Voice of America is hobbling along. We reach, in fairness, with what we have, which is not a very large budget compared, as others have said, to RT and CCTV and others. I think we do remarkably well. We reach approximately 164 million people on one platform or another with news and information and information about the United States and its values and society, which is highly valued. That's why 164 million people are interested in it. Colum said, and I think she's right, that there is the issue of journalism. What we do at Voice of America is journalism. The reason so many people want to hear us is because we do that, not propaganda. The Radio Moscow model, they had the biggest signal shortwave signal in the world, incredibly powerful. Practically nobody listened to it because they had nothing to say that was of any interest. Voice of America does have things to say and has things to talk about because Voice of America talks about freedom of speech. We export the First Amendment. People care about that kind of thing. They're interested in what's really going on in the world. An honest newscast. So I think as you talk about how to best to organize it, John Machowski, my friend from many years, my one criticism of the idea of presidential appointments running things, my concern about that is the firewall really has helped Voice of America and the other broadcasters. It allows us to have credibility, and credibility is the point of the realm. That's how you build an audience, by being truthful. When we talk about the Abu Ghraib scandal that happened in Iraq, that was a stain on our own country's honor, and we do so honestly, we build audience, we build credibility. So honest journalism of the kind that America stands for is enormously powerful, and much more so than a propaganda operation run by political leaders could possibly be. So I think as you think and talk about that, it's important to keep that in mind. Perhaps I should stop there, just on shortwave. I wish shortwave was the answer, but the statistics do not suggest it. As you said, Dr. Cohen, 20-year-olds in Moscow are not buying shortwave radios these days, and it's difficult to see how to get them to do so. I'd go to the new type of shortwave that might work better. Can we get them to do that? Not clear. There are lots. The idea of direct-to-home satellite television, very appealing. A lot of discussion of that going on right now. With what's happening, possibly it needs a closer look. But the statistics suggest that while on the one hand, in the former Soviet space, there are quite a few people who have dishes, who might have access to buying dishes, in Russia itself, there are not many. So it is of interest, it's something we should look at, and perhaps in the coming period, that may be something that's done. The idea of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania building some kind of a broadcast in Russian is a very appealing idea. And I do agree that that's something the United States should support. We could perhaps do a program for them. We could assist them in various ways. That'd be a very interesting kind of collaboration that ought to be talked about going forward. Anyway, let me stop there. But in various criticisms of the Voice of America, look, we're grown-ups. We're fine with debate about what we do. We're passionate about what we do, those who work there now. And we're glad that there are people in town who are passionate about it, too, because it's very, very important, and never more important than at a time when Russia seems to be acting up in Ukraine. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Two quick comments. First, I can't agree more with the idea that doing journalism is absolutely central. The greatest impact broadcasting has had a lot of places I know has come when we have reported things that the political wave of this country wasn't sure it wanted reported. I've talked to so many people who remember when VOA and Radio Liberty broadcast the Watergate hearings. And there were lots of people who were on the Hill and in the administration at the time who didn't want that to happen. But I remember the comment of one Latvian in Latgalia, which may matter more in the coming weeks, that he said, you know, he said, if you live in a country, this was back in 1991, he said, if you live in a country where they bring down a president just for bugging in office, he says, that's a country I want to be part of. And I think there's a tendency to forget the extent to which those kinds of reports, which are often opposed by the political establishment, are very useful. The other thing I just would, because I've spent my life looking at the periphery of the countries,